CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. Comes to you from G4NJH, the script you can find on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 9th of November 2014. This is GB2RS News. Here's the main headlines. New microwave NOV available. Youth on the air preparations continue. 8 days of solar flares on NASA video. Following last week's release of 146 to 147 megahertz, Ofcom has now made available another notice of variation. Microwave enthusiasts who have a full license can now apply for a 3-year NOV to access 2300 to 2302 megahertz, using up to 400 watts from a fixed location in the UK. This new frequency range was negotiated by the Radio Society of Great Britain, partly to offset the spectrum changes affecting other parts of the 2.3 GHz band. The NOV can be applied for online from the RSGB website at www.rsgb.org/NOVS. Preparations for Youth on the Air Month are going well, and those involved are looking forward to a high volume of contacts with the special call sign G14YOTA. It's no longer possible to host any additional events as Ofcom required 2 months' notice of operations, but there is still time to plan to work the special stations during December. More information about the specific days and times for the UK stations are available on the RSGB website, and the European dates will be published later this month. NASA has released a video showing 8 days of solar flares produced by the largest sunspot in the past 24 years, known as AR2192. The video is time-lapse that shows its X-class flares in both visible and ultraviolet light using images taken by the Solar Dynamics Observatory Atmospheric Imaging Assembly Instrument. The massive sunspot, which is now rotated away from Earth, produced the most powerful X-class flares between the 19th and 27th of October, plus many more medium-class flares during the same period. The video is online in several places, including YouTube at tinyurl.com/sunspot-AR2192. The Bath-based distance learning team have opened enrolment for their January to June 2015 course. For most people, distance learning is not as good as face-to-face, but these courses are ideal for anyone who cannot make it to traditional classroom events. In short, weekly work packages are sent out to students who complete the studying at home and submit answers to revision questions and exercises via the internet. Some video tutorials and demonstrations are included in the course material, and links to other useful resources are also provided. The courses have been running for 4 years now, with a pass rate for those that finish the course of 90%. Revision support is provided for those that don't make it through the first time. Enrolment for the next course closes mid-January, ready for start on January the 25th. Contact Steve Hartley, G0FUW, G0FUW at tiscali.co.uk. The FM Radio Data System website reports that some countries appear to be planning to extend the FM broadcast band downwards. According to a web post, Brazilian telecommunications regulator Anatel confirmed the planned extension of the FM band down to 76 MHz. The entire story is online at tinyurl.com/Brazil-band-extension. On the 29th of October, the digital mobile radio system added its 10,000th user ID. There are now over 800 DMR repeaters in 33 countries, allowing amateurs using DMR radios to talk to each other globally using internet. You can find further information at www.va3xpr.net. Belgian stations have been given permission to use the prefix OP instead of ON during November each year until 2018. This is commemorating the 100th anniversary of the Great War. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 9th of November, the West London Radio and Electronics Show takes place at Kempton Park Racecourse, Staines Road East, Sunbury on Thames, TW16 5AQ. Doors open 10 a.m. with disabled visitors having access 10 minutes earlier. There'll be trade stands to bring and buy, special interest groups, and an RSGB bookstall. Details from Paul, M0CJX, 08451650351. There are no rallies in the diary for next weekend, the 15th and 16th of November. The next rallies are on the 22nd of November, when the Rochdale and District ARS rally takes place in Rochdale, and on Sunday the 23rd, which sees the Coulsdon rally and Plymouth radio rally. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for news of special events, Worksop Amateur Radio Society will be operating GB0CIN, promoting BBC Children in Need. The event will be running from 8 a.m. Friday the 14th of November, non-stop for 36 hours to 8 p.m. on Saturday the 15th of November. On the Friday evening there will be a variety of fundraising events being held at the Clubhouse, 5961 West Street, Worksop, Nottinghamshire, S81JP. Visitors very welcome. Operation will be HF 6m, 2m, 4m and 70 sims, using voice, CW and data, with operating frequencies and modes being posted on www.facebook.com/G3RCW. Keep an ear open for a special event station, IY1IEY, that'll be on the air from the 31st of December, commemorating the experiments conducted by Marconi from his yacht Electra between 1919 and 1936. Operations will be on all of the HF bands, including 30, 17 and 12 metres, QSL IQ, IK1, QBT Direct. DX News now, DL7DF will be on holiday in Senegal until the 13th of November, operating /C6 Whiskey. Operations are on the 10 to 160 metre band, SSB, CW Ritty, PSK31 and SSTV, QSL DL7DF, direct or via the Bureau. RV3MA will be operation from Morocco as Charlie November 2 Mike Alpha until the 1st of December, QSL UA2FM. K5KUA will be on the airstroke 5 from Galveston Island. NA143 between the 14th and 16th of November. Activity will be on CW only as time permits. QSL Home Call Direct or Bureau. An online log search will be available on Club Log. Keep an ear open for members of the FG4KI Radio Club, who are currently operating special event station TO4R from Guadeloupe. NA102, this is in celebration of the 10th sailing transatlantic race that takes place between Saint-Malo in France and Pointe-à-Pitre in Guadeloupe. Stations are operational on the 6 to 160 metre band, CW, SSB, Ritty and a number of digital modes. The station will shut down on November the 16th, QSL F4AVX. Another special call sign, TO10RR, will be on the air from Guadeloupe until the 16th of November, again for the yacht race, QSL manager GFG8NY. Sorry, it's FG8NY. That's it. Now for contest news, WAE DX Ritty ends at 23:59 today, the 9th of November, after being on the air for 48 hours. It's the last of this year's WAE series. Everyone can work everyone using 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 11th sees the 432 megs UK activity contest running 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday it's the 80 metre club sprint from 2000 to 2100 UTC using SSB only, the exchange's serial number and name. Next weekend, 2100 on the 15th to 0100 UTC on the 16th. The second 1.8 MHz contest takes place using CW only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. The Russian worldwide multimode contest runs from 1200 UTC on the 15th until 1159 UTC on the 16th using BPSK63, CW Ritty and SSB. The exchange for non-UA stations is signal report and serial number. See www.rdrclub.ru for the rules. On the 16th of November, The Italian HF contest ARS runs from 0000 UTC to 2359 UTC. Using SSB and digital modes, the call is CQ contest ARS, and in CQ the call will be CQ ARS. All modes are allowed. See www.arsitalia.it for the contest rules. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA and G4BAO on Friday the 7th of November. Sun remains peppered with sunspots, although they'll all be relatively small. A larger group, number 2205, appeared around the limb last Wednesday and will be Earth-facing this week. This could be the source of more solar flares and coronal mass ejections. Solar wind stream enhancements contributed to elevated geomagnetic activity at high latitudes last week, with the KP index reaching 4. Look for enhanced auroral activity if this continues. Solar flux index levels this past week have been in the range of 120 to 135, and the trend is expected to continue. FT4TA Tromelin Island, the expedition in the Indian Ocean, AF031, continues until Monday the 10th of November, so you have one last chance to catch them. They've been very audible on 10 metres, which has offered the greatest probability of a contact at 90% during the day. 12 metres or 24 megahertz and 15 metres or 21 megahertz are also good bands to try during daylight hours. 20 metres or 14 megs offers the best chance in the early and mid-evening. And now the VHF and UP propagation news. Meteorologist Jim Bacon, G3YLA, reports that the present period of unsettled weather is likely to continue, with low pressure dominating over the UK next week. This will mean that enhanced tropospheric DX propagation is unlikely for stations in the British Isles due to lack of suitable temperature inversions associated with areas of high pressure. However, later this week in Eastern Europe, a large high over Russia could provide DX between the Balkans and Scandinavia around the western flank of the high, although even here there may be too much breeze for this to last long. The showery nature of the weather over Britain may again offer some rain scatter opportunities to the upper gigahertz bands, especially in coastal regions, from thundery showers over the nearby warmer seas. The Torrids meteor shower peaks next Tuesday and Wednesday, albeit with low zenith hourly rate of around 5. With the higher solar disturbances, northern stations may experience auroral VHF propagation on the lower VHF bands. The moon's declination reaches maximum on Monday, with 15 hours moon visibility for EME operators through the early hours. Free space losses will increase as the moon moves away from last week's perigee. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. It's the same from me also. Until next week. Until today, I have been reading the local news for the UK Midlands, but I don't believe that this information is still required or being retransmitted over repeaters, so from this week I shall cease to do so. If, on the other hand, anybody does care to contact me and tell me that they still want the service, then I'll gladly provide it and put it back. Thank you.